on demand.
Hi, I'm Jim Stroud. Welcome to the Recruiter's Lounge. The Recruiter's Lounge is a podcast of news, interviews, and commentary on the recruiting industry, and it was designed with you in mind. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your time in the Recruiter's Lounge. My next guest, Vincent Wright, is a recruiter and networking coach for Wright Enterprises. He is the founder of the wildly popular My LinkedIn Power Forum, creator of the LinkedIn Business Discussion Index, and was recently featured in the soon-to-be best-selling book, Happy About LinkedIn for Recruiting. With over 17 years in the business, Vincent Wright is the recruiter's recruiter and a master networker. So without further ado, it is my pleasure to introduce to some, but present to most, my guest, Vincent Wright.
You're in the Recruiter's Lounge with Jim Stroud and Vincent Wright. How are you, Vincent?
I'm doing well, Jim. Thanks very much.
You know, I was curious about this call. I was doing a little research about you. I went actually to dictionary.com, and I looked up the word networking. And it's just, and it's, they describe networking as to interact or engage in the informal communication with others for mutual assistance or support. It also said to see Vincent Wright. So... So I figured I was on the right track. I want to talk about networking, and you were the right person to talk to.
Well, with all that flattery, you can get any question you want to ask me answered today, Jim.
For the few people who don't know who you are and type of things that you do, give me a little background for our listeners' sake, introducing yourself and a little bit of your background.
Sure, I'd be glad to, Jim. I got started in recruiting roughly 20 years ago. When after trying my hands at being a computer programmer for about 2 years, someone saw my source code and suggested that recruiting would be a much better field.
Sort of like me having a face for radio.
Yeah. The thing is, though, is that I had such a passion for recruiting, pardon me, for computers back then, that they didn't want that to go to waste. So they suggested recruiting, and I fell in love with it instantly. I first was a recruiter at Aetna Life and Casualty back in the mid-80s, 1987, 1989, that time frame, spent the remaining part of my career in various other large insurance companies in the Hartford, Connecticut area, recruiting the standard IT professionals that you might expect to find at those insurance companies, plus some fairly unusual people also. I had a wonderful time recruiting for the Hartford Insurance Group, if I may drop that name. It was a fantastic experience to recruit for that company because they were doing a lot of non-traditional things at the time that I was recruiting for them back in the mid-1990s.
Okay. You've dealt with a lot of recruiters, and you've dealt with a lot of networking events and so forth. What would you say are some common mistakes recruiters make when it comes to networking?
Well, Jim, I'd say that one of the biggest mistakes that networking mistakes recruiters make is to think of networking as being something that happens at networking events. I mean, I'll tell you that there is this, if I may give you an example, there is this one barbershop that I used to go to, and every time I went there, I would meet a senior IT professional or a CEO or a CFO or a graphics designer or someone in that ilk. The only other place I've met so many marketable candidates at was when my own company was throwing special networking events. But I think that recruiters make a mistake when they think that networking is either online networking or going to an event. Now, you can network in a huge variety of places, and the barbershop is just one of my favorite places to go. I know that may sound a little bit unusual for some people, but just try it sometimes.
What do you say about recruiters who just say, I'm just too busy to network. I mean, I got all these racks and I have an open desk to fill. I just don't have time to really do all that. I mean, what do you say to that?
Well, you know, I say that, you know, if that's the case, if that's what the recruiter is saying, they're too busy to network, I say they're working too hard. Because I think that correctly done, and I really believe this, Jim, correctly done, networking is a time saver.
Okay.
Think about it. You know, if mature recruiters who've been recruiting for a while, quite often will have someone come to them and introduce them to someone. And I've had so many jobs that I have filled, dozens upon dozens of jobs filled by people that I didn't find using a Boolean search string. I found those people as a result of networking, with people knowing me. Now, networking is a two-sided thing. You know, there are people that I network to that I go out and I ask them for questions. There are people on the other side of that networking paradigm who are trying to find me and trying to, or someone like me, a recruiter like me, or someone who can help their friend or their family member or their colleague to find a job. And so the thing is that networking can save you time in that sense. If you have gone out, if you've taken good care of people, if you've gotten yourself a little bit of fame by being known as someone who takes good care of the people that you're recruiting with or that you're recruiting, I think that that will save the recruiter time in the long run. It may not do it immediately. It may not do that for your goals for the month of August. You may not be able to meet your goal as a headhunter for the month of August by using this technique. But over the long haul, I think that networking will end up saving you time.
Now, I know you do a lot of networking online as well as off. Actually, go into, if you would, what type of networking works best for you? Do you feel like you get the best results when you're networking online, or do you feel like you get the best results when you're networking offline? And if you go a little bit into your online networking, mention some of the groups that you use.
Oh, sure. Right now, I would have to say, in all fairness, online networking works best for me personally.
Okay.
I wouldn't necessarily say that that's universal, but because there are so many venues, so many different places that you can go out there to meet people, networking does have a fairly substantial advantage. But again, all of this is cyclical. You can't stay online and never go to a face-to-face meeting. Sometimes you've just got to show your face, even if your looks license has expired like mine has. Even if your license has expired, Jim, you still got to show up and do a face-to-face once in a while. But in general, though, because of the power of connectivity via the web in particular, I mean, there are so many places that you can go to. You can use the same messages over and over and over with slight modifications so that they won't seem like they're just coming from a robot. You can cover a lot more territory, and you can meet a much greater volume of people online than you can hope to meet for all practical purposes at any physical offline networking event.
Sure.
You just can cover more territory. You can also set it up so that you can receive more information from people faster via online as well. For me personally, I do a lot of networking via my own groups, most notably something called my LinkedIn Power Forum, which I started, ironically, a year and a half ago tomorrow. That group has grown to some 4,200-plus members from all around the world. And even though I don't directly recruit from any of them, I've never sent anyone on that group a direct recruiting message. By becoming a bit known to them, by being someone who they're familiar with, quite a few people refer people to me. So it's indirect networking in that way. And I personally feel most comfortable networking and recruiting that way, by doing the giver's gain first, giving something to the group, trying to motivate people, trying to encourage people, trying to help them to understand the LinkedIn platform, which is the primary gist of this particular group. I also have a variety of other groups that are LinkedIn-centric as well. And, of course, I belong to the standard groups like the ERE, the Electronic Recruiting Forum, which I assume that you belong to as
sure,
well.
Sure, definitely.
And all the top groups that contemporary recruiters belong to and online, I try to get involved with all of those groups. I think that they have an inordinate value to go out there and network with people who have some of the sharpest minds, not just in the recruiting industry, but in the business industry in general. So you're always learning by hanging out with those other recruiters.
Let me go off on a quick tangent, if I could, just based
sure.
on what you said just there. Now, you do a lot of you see, you have your groups, your Yahoo groups that you formed, and you also do a lot in terms of LinkedIn. Now, I know that the social networking space is really hot, and there are a lot of new companies coming out, or companies that are, I guess, more coming into their own. I'm thinking of, like, OpenBC and eCademy, which are not necessarily new, but they're sort of more coming into their own because of the popularity of sites like LinkedIn. And I know there's also another one coming out. Someone emailed me the other day called V-Shake for Virtual Handshake or something like that. That's coming out. Would you recommend someone networking to take a chance from some of the smaller, lesser-known networking and build themselves up from there, or do you suggest that they go right to the big guys like LinkedIn, establish their network there, or is it better to do something as you have done, get a Yahoo group started and just sort of nurture your own audience and go from there? I mean, what do you think is the best starting point?
Well, I think that the best starting point is to start with your purpose.
Okay.
You really have to start there first, Jim. What is your purpose? Not everyone has a purpose like mine.
Mm-hmm.
I get a thrill meeting new people. And what, you know, if I meet enough people, I'm going to find some people some jobs, and I'm also going to find some openings. And so that's my personal philosophy. And so my situation is a bit unique. If I had a team of junior to mid to senior level recruiters, I would tell them definitely to start with LinkedIn.
Okay.
Definitely, without a doubt.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of theirs.
Yeah, I mean, they have 6.5 million people there, professionals from all around the world. If you can't recruit among that group, you may want to try going into computer programming. behind that, there are plenty of other places. There are the competitors of LinkedIn. You know, there's OpenBC, which I have a membership there. There's Academy, which I was a member of long before I was a member of LinkedIn.
Okay.
And you know, I enjoy Academy. I still have my membership there. I have lots of friends that I met through Academy. So I would encourage people to do that. But OpenBC, for instance, is primarily German centric right now.
Mm-hmm.
Not the language German. I should have said Germany-centric. Vincent, my caffeine hasn't fully kicked in for this afternoon, Jim. And Academy is primarily UK-centric, and I really want to emphasize the centric part. That doesn't mean that they're exclusively for those countries. You meet a lot of people from the U.S. in Academy and also in OpenBC, just as you meet an inordinate amount of people from all other countries in LinkedIn, in addition to the U.S. And so I also belong to some of the other dominant larger groups as well. But for me personally, I think that the recruiter should start with LinkedIn. And there are very, very good reasons to do so. I think that you go to LinkedIn. And I know that this is not a call about LinkedIn, but about recruiting in general and networking.
Sure.
But for me, as a starting point, if this is my team of recruiters, I have, you know, half dozen or dozen or so recruiters, I would really encourage them to go there because you have so much data on people. And you're just a handshake away or an email away or a phone call away from meeting someone whose resume, for all practical purposes, is sitting right there for you to review.
Mm-hmm.
So not only do you find the resume, but you can get someone who may be in your network to help introduce you to them. You know, if you and I are connected on LinkedIn and you introduce me to someone, because your name has some additional value to it, you know, the person that you're going to be introducing me to borrows some of your credit. And so I will look at them more closely to do business with them. And so that's a very important thing that I think for recruiters. You're getting someone to help introduce you rather than sending out a cold letter or making a cold call to them, Jim. Having someone introduce you is an invaluable benefit to recruiters from my perspective.
Sure. Now, you mentioned, of course, LinkedIn that I'm a huge fan of. You also mentioned other social network sites as well. And I know you do a lot of offline networking. Who can you point to as the networking role model for you? I mean, you're Mr. Network. I mean, who was your role model? Who helped inspire you to this point, or is this something you sort of stumbled on your own?
Yeah, I'm going to have to start with Bill Vick.
The man, the myth, the legend that it's Bill Vick?
Yeah, Bill Vick is probably going to think that I'm stalking him or something because I'm always complimenting him in a variety of places, but Bill does it right. He understands recruiting, and he also understands the networking interface to recruiting, and he does them both right. I had the privilege of working for a minute or two with Bill on this outstanding little book that I think every recruiter should have called LinkedIn for Recruiting.
Sure.
I had the opportunity, to work with him very briefly, very briefly at the beginning of that project. What he demonstrated to me was just absolutely fascinating. It was a class in itself as far as the concept of purpose is concerned. Once he got clear on what his objective was, Bill went at it full force. Well, he does that with recruiting. He also does that with networking. But at the core of all of this is a gentlemanness. Gentlemanness.
Right?
well, please forgive me, audience.
It's quite right.
You get my point.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. Also, he doesn't rely just on technology. Even though Bill has more technical tools to play with than any human being I know on the planet. He doesn't rely on those tools. He uses them, but he relies on his humanity, his ability to be able to make someone feel cool about wanting to be with him. You know, when Bill comes around, you want to hang with him. You know, you want to grab a coffee, a beer, or a steak. You want to be adopted by him. Hint, 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 Bill, if you're hearing this, I still am adoptable.
Well, while we're on the Bill Vick bandwagon, I'll throw in some kudos to him too. Actually, it's his series of podcasts, Extreme Recruiting, I believe it was, that sort of inspired me to do this type of thing as well. So, Bill has some heroes out there.
Absolutely, he deserves them. He's earned them because he's doing things the right way. You know, he's out there. He's not just being idealist. Being idealistic, I should say, but he's also making money. And he's not just making money, but he's also treating people the right way. And so that's the way to network as far as I'm concerned. That's the icon as far as I'm concerned. Right behind him, though he's not a recruiter, is a gentleman named Dan Williams of the networking community. Dan knows how to make people feel good as well. I think that Scott Allen would be someone immediately in that same realm of people. He knows the topology of online networking, but also knows how to treat people with respect.
Okay. Okay. Let me ask you this now. Is your personal networking strategy, is it something that you've patented, or if not, is it something you can share with us?
Well, it's not patented by any means at all, but if you want to patent it yourself, just give me a call and let's talk about it. The networking strategy for me starts with a mindset.
Okay.
It has to start with a mindset. And for example, a networking mindset is what happened to me about 10 years ago when I was the senior IT recruiter for a large insurance company here in Hartford, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a company new to the state of Connecticut had purchased a relatively well-known company in Hartford. And, you know, because I was asked to help find a CIO for one of this company's smaller firms, I was also new at the company. I figured I'd put on a pot of coffee and stay at my office all night so that I could show them how real recruiters recruit. You know, it was my intention to have like three viable candidates within a 24 to 48 hour period of time. To some people that may seem too little, to others that may seem too rash. But as I was heading back to the office, I thought I'd stop by the men's room to, if I may mention that, so that I wouldn't have to worry about taking a break as I started my search for the CIO. You know, as I was leaving, after done washing the hands, doing all the sanitizing routines and stuff like that, this gentleman said hello to me. And so after he spoke, I said hello, and I was, trying to rush out because I really wanted to get to recruiting here, Jim, for that position.
Sure.
But I gave him the courtesy of listening to him. And as I started to listen to him, the guy started to fill out every section of the job description that I had just taken for the CIO that they were looking for.
Wow. Wow.
Ultimately, that guy was hired as the CIO. And he stayed on for several years in that role.
Wow.
And so the thing is that the mindset of being attuned to opportunities, the thing is that it's sometimes when you're busy, like you know, getting ready to go and stay all night to recruit. You know, you think, well, I have to dismiss this person. But I think that there's always time to give someone a few seconds of courtesy. Giving that guy a few seconds of courtesy is essentially networking. That's what we do with networking. We give someone an opportunity to introduce themselves. He introduced himself and filled out my job rec concurrently.
Very cool.
I think that it starts with the mindset. That's the primary strategy. And, of course, that mindset has helped so many recruiters in all kinds of situations, from airports to fast food restaurants to fishing holes to wherever the case may be. You have this mindset of always networking, because who knows who the person you're talking to knows.
Right. Very good. Now, if someone needed coaching on networking, could they reach out to you? And if so, how can they contact you?
Oh, absolutely. And thanks very much for asking. Primarily, there are two places that I frequent.
Okay.
One is, of course, www.vincentwright.com, VincentWright.com. That, by the way, leads directly to my LinkedIn profile.
Okay.
The other is my LinkedIn Power Forum, which is where I hang out during most of the day, variously encouraging people and being stressed out and then recovering and encouraging people and being stressed out. So I spend quite a bit of time there discussing LinkedIn and networking and business in general, a variety of things there. And that URL is www.mylinkedinpowerforum.com. Should I spell it out for you?
Please do.
Okay, www.mylinkedinpowerforum.com.
Very
and
good.
And I did that all from memory.
I'll also, for those listening, I'll also add links to it from the blog as well, so you'll be able to catch Vincent Wright that way. Vincent, thank you so much for your time in the Recruiter's Lounge.
Absolutely, Jim. My pleasure. If I can chat with you again in the not-too-distant future, please feel free to give me a call.
That's why you're the Chief Encouragement Officer.
Thanks, everyone.
Well, that's it for this show. You've been a wonderful audience. If you like what you heard, love what you heard, or just plain hate what you just heard, let me know. Your feedback matters. You can reach me through my website at jimstroud.com/podcast. That's jimstroud.com/podcast. Some of the music provided tonight from the Pod Show PodSafe Music Network. Check it out at music.podshow.com.
Radio, radio, radio talent.
Innovative audio on demand.